You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelor After Show.
I really wanted it to be
not this.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Today, a part of me died.
As we say.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you gonna wife that? That was one of Selma's classic lines. Right now, we take a moment of silence for every red-blooded American male. Who, if you read all the chat boards, they all died inside.
I think they're happy that she got kicked off. Because that means she's not married.
Gosh.
I'm just saying.
Kathy,
this is a good thing for you.
That's actually very smart. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I don't know why you're not celebrating.
Cut the music. We all know that Bing is for doing, and we are doing another after show on AfterBuzz TV. This is The Bachelor, Season 17, Episode 6. I am JC, and let us introduce our wonderful host panel right in front of me, starting with the lovely lady in pink.
That's I'm you. Wearing my onesie. I'm Chrisley. I'm
awesome.
Wearing my onesie to support Sean.
Aww.
They went to Canada.
Okay.
And they needed onesies, so.
They did to stay
you know.
Warm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And of course, to your left would be, is it your left?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's her left. I'm Kathy.
And of course, we got running the ones and twos with his own bachelor knowledge, Mr. Martin Baez. What's going on, Martin?
What's going on? How's it going? I was really sad, too, last night.
See?
I didn't think he was going to pick her, but...
Typical men.
That was early.
Exactly. See, but...
Pick
last
her,
time,
her who?
Pick Selma.
Oh.
Honestly, okay. All right, now, see, the guys wanted Selma, even though you're right. Now she's single.
You just wanted her to stay until top two.
Yeah, okay.
Why would you want her to stay if you want her to be single and date her? Because you're infatuated.
I'm not infatuated. Actually, she's not my favorite. There is another.
I don't understand how you can talk about her this much and her not be your favorite.
She's not.
Not your favorite for you or your favorite for Sean?
For Sean.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get into that in a little bit. But, of course, we have a tierist in hand. And, of course, and we find out Sean likes to pee in desk drawers. But first, let's start out with the beautiful, majestic landscape. I got it right this time, Chrisley, of Banff, Canada. What did you guys think of them really roughing it this week?
I liked it. Again, like we saw in Montana, it's a date or, you know, dates that really revolve around Sean's lifestyle. He's very active. He's very outdoorsy. And he wants a girl who can do all of that. And we found out this week that there are a lot of girls that don't like outdoorsy stuff. So it's good to weed those girls out.
Yeah, so it's good. It's starting to feel so Survivor, though. My gosh. With all the little challenges and just the cold weather. And here's a factoid for the guys. I even see, since we're on a little earlier tonight, we've even got Scott McDougall on from way from Boston and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Actually, Banff was where they shot Inception, the Chris Nolan flick, and a lot of stuff shot out there. Great for snowboarding. Mm-hmm. So great times. But Chrisley, what'd you think?
I loved it.
Yeah.
I think that it was absolutely beautiful. I didn't find this episode to be Survivor-ish at all. I felt like it's the games I don't like, but I didn't feel like there were any games last night.
Hypothermia.
Yeah, but that's something Sean would do. You know what I mean? Like, that's something Sean would do in everyday life. So I don't feel like he would... That's something that's so, like, it wasn't like a challenge this time. I feel like that's something he would do, and he wants to know who can hack it and who can't.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So let's dig into it. Let's start off with our very first date with, let's meet the chat roll. Okay, there we go. Excuse us for our technical difficulties. Okay. Now, let's start with the first date with Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a neat thing I saw as he drove up in his snow bus. he didn't pop the clutch this time like he did with the Jeep with someone. But if you guys noticed, I don't know if any of y'all caught this. When Catherine said hi to Sean, when she wrapped her, she gave him a big bear hug when they said hi, she had a wedding band on her left ring finger.
What?
Yep. I didn't notice that.
Yeah. I didn't notice that either.
Yeah, check that out. So if you guys are watching at home, replay it and you'll see it. So yeah. I was like, what's that all about? So
I wanted to rewind before the date when she got the date card, and she just seemed like one of the most genuine people that's gotten mm-hmm. a date card. Like, I'm so sick of all of these girls who are pissed off that they're on the group date. You get to hang out with Sean. Like, that's what you're here for. I know that you guys want one-on-one dates, but Catherine, we're what, 6 weeks in? And this is her first time getting a one-on-one date. And she said, she's like, I'm so happy to be here. It was worth the wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Essentially. So.
And you don't always get one-on-one dates. I didn't get a one-on-one date until I made Final 3.
Really?
Mm-mm. And at that point, you only get one-on-ones because you're Final 3. But I didn't get any one-on-one before that.
And you were Final 2. Mm-hmm. So that's saying that they liked you and they wanted to keep you around.
Did you have a lot of screen time beforehand, though?
Screen time?
Yeah, like on the show itself. Well, so you know how they formulate the, you know, sometimes they'll show the girls early and late, like Catherine.
I had a lot of screen time because I caused the most drama in the house. So, okay. I mean, yeah.
Okay. No, I was just wondering if that's just normal. So, but what do you guys think of the date? Come on, Chrisley. Come on. Let's melt that. Let's get to that gooey little center.
She's perfect for him. I mean, from there's no way of getting around it and sugarcoating it. She's absolutely the perfect girl for him. Like, if I had to pick out of it, she is. Their conversation was great. They were like 2 4-year-olds outside playing in the snow. She never complained about being cold. She never complained about the situation. She just had fun with it. And they light up when they're together. Mm-hmm. Like, you see him with other girls and you see mm-hmm. who he likes and who he doesn't. That's clear. But he lights up with her. And I haven't seen that with any other girl.
Well, and before we just give everything, you know, like, oh, Catherine's so awesome. I do find, like, a similarity between her and Desiree as well. Where they're very playful, very, like, just good-spirited. Chrisley's shaking her head no. But a slight difference in Catherine where it's just a tiny bit. I don't know if she's maybe a little more mature, where she's just a little more grounded.
Mm-hmm. I think that also Catherine, have we seen her complain yet?
Mm-mm.
Every other girl we've seen complain at least once. And I don't think we've seen that from Catherine. Even if we have, it's in a fun, you know, joking about it way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
That makes a huge difference for me.
And Sean just gushes about her. Mm-hmm. She embraces life, even though he had like white hair and he looked like Rutger Hauer from Blade Runner, if you guys any sci-fi people. She's like, you got white hair, oh my gosh. And they're like, he's taking her sledding and they're doing snow angels. And
it's cool because they seem so comfortable around each other, yet there's also this little nervousness, which mm-hmm. is, you know, when you have a crush on someone or when you're first starting to date someone, you have this giddiness, but you're also, if it's a good relationship, you're comfortable and you feel like you've known that person forever, and it seems like they have all of that.
Yeah, and Sean's finally forming full sentences with her because at first he was like, you
know, that's so awkward.
Yeah, and but then of course Nightfall, it gets even better when they go to the ice castle.
So pretty.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So cute.
And how I gotta give it up to Sean, how he's just chipping the ice so he can put a little
into
ice
the
in a drink. So smooth. And I was like, hey, he's smooth. I like that.
Yeah. There was that one shot though of the rose, and it looked like it was encapsulated in ice.
I didn't.
Or
catch
was
that.
It just? I couldn't tell if it was the rose in ice or just a shot of the rose on top of an ice block, and they shot through the ice block, but it just seemed kind of weird.
Yeah, and I did not catch it. I was too busy paying attention to the wedding band on Catherine's finger. Or
so maybe, weird.
Still didn't notice
maybe
that.
Maybe not yet.
Sure it was the left hand?
Absolutely positive.
I've had some times, though, where I accidentally wear a ring on my ring finger, not knowing, or not even thinking about it, not being conscious. So maybe it's that, or maybe it's like a promise ring or a reminder ring of something from her family. I don't know.
I could see that very throwing
or
it out to the universe.
Or she's married, and she still hasn't told that to me.
Oh, my. Can you imagine? Episode 9, in the most dramatic Bachelor episode yet, Catherine reveals she's married.
That's something for Burning Love, not for the Bachelor.
Which hopefully we have some news on that coming up a little bit later. But, you know, and I'm just going with quotes. I was just writing down quote after quote with Catherine. She's like, I see everything with him. I want everything with him. And I don't know if you guys caught this. There was like this little kiss that Sean gave Catherine on the temple, and I always say that love's in the little things. Mm-hmm. And I don't see him doing that with the other girls.
You can tell if a guy loves a girl if he kisses them on the forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah. People always say that. Huh. Or they care about someone. Yeah.
Chris is like,
did not notice that.
See, we're getting our learn on tonight and mm-hmm. tonight's Bachelor. Martin, you picking up any of this?
Yeah, I kiss my wife on the forehead.
Aww.
But it's probably because she's that at lip level right there, because I don't want to bend down and kiss her on her lip. So.
He just took the aww.
All right.
They have good conversation, too, and it's not forced. And it's not like an interview with them, where I feel like with some of the other girls, it's more of an interview, the conversation. And with Catherine, he's just so laid back and easygoing and smiling and fun. And I just hadn't noticed her until the last two episodes.
Showed her at all.
Yeah, like she was cute and she stood there and you saw her, but I hadn't noticed the chemistry between the two of them until mm-hmm. especially this episode.
I agree, though. I feel like their conversation is very natural, and many of the girls that he does have conversations with, there's a few exceptions, but many of those girls, they just reiterate over and over again, yeah, I'm ready to get married, I'm ready to settle down, I'm ready to find my husband. Mm-hmm. And with them, it's they're joking a lot, and they'll go into deeper things. And I mean, they even talked about a traumatic experience that she had when she
right.
was like 12.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
And in Sean, and the way they both, I guess, explained it was that they want to make every moment count.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the same page with her. So, you guys are talking about the real deep stuff. I'm just wondering, can you think about how cute their babies would be?
Yeah.
Think about it. I'm sorry, I'm like a girl on this, and this is weird.
Wow.
Sean's going to have cute babies with anyone, though.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
No, because, you know, I believe she's like Italian, Asian, and he's, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes. They just that combination, that exotic with just yeah. All-American good looks. Just, that's going to be interesting little yeah. just future lows, possibly. If he picks her, who knows? So, you know, with that said, we've gushed enough. Let's move on to, as Chrisley calls it, not Survivor date. It's the canoe date.
Polar bear plunge.
Polar bear plunge.
It was fun.
Chrisley, would you have done that date?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have dipped in the like freezing water?
You only live once. I wouldn't like YOLO. Go do it every year. You know what I mean? Like, I know people that do it every year. I wouldn't go do it every year, but in that situation in Canada on The Bachelor, yeah, I probably would have.
It sounds like such a fun date, and I would totally participate, but I thought it was so funny. Multiple times tonight, there were a couple people saying this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You could do the polar plunge in almost any city that has a body of water.
Every year.
That is cold.
Mm-hmm. But it was ridiculously cold there. You could see.
I know.
Even the girls that weren't on the group date, I believe it was Catherine and Dez, when they were outside watching what was going on, they were shaking.
They were shivering.
Yeah, they were shivering.
I mean, Canada's cold. They said the water was just above freezing.
And mm-hmm. they filmed in, what, November, December?
Yeah.
So it's really cold up there.
Yeah.
You know, but even before we get to the hypothermia, supposedly, I love the move that Leslie made. You know, that she did some quick math and basically said three girls per canoe, two canoes, and one left over, I'm in. She's like, beep. And she moved up. You know, she was really assertive.
Oh, yeah.
And is it still friends with benefits with those two, or do you think there's something there?
I don't think he would have given her the group rose had he not seen something more there.
You don't think so? Just because she just kind of was the assertive one? You know, it's still...
There was one moment tonight that kind of made me think that it was friends with benefits when she was... there was that huge, you know, group, and she just kind of held Sean's hand and pulled him along, and he just kind of seemed like, he's like, I'm doing my own thing. Like, there's a bunch of girls here, and it just seemed really awkward to me.
True, but. True. So, let's get into hypothermia. And Chrisley rolling her eyes. Well, okay, before that, there were some girls that were kind of, they had reservations, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Even Ashley. Here's the thing. Before we, you know, destroy poor Tierra, you know, I think it's, you could have edited Ashley that way as well, because I see Ashley being just as intense,
mm-hmm.
but she's just getting a slightly different edit, perhaps. Because she was complaining, oh, she was like, I don't know whether I should do this, and every single time, you could see that if they just change the quote, change the time, just change a little bit of the inflections, that you would have a completely different character.
Right. But because of the conversation that she later has with Sean in the night is why that she's not getting that edit. And while watching her go back and forth, I didn't kind of understand what the internal struggle was. It's like you either want to jump in the water or you don't. Mm-hmm. Then seeing her have the conversation later on, I understood it was more of a control thing for her and it was not letting somebody that close. So I at first judged and was like, I can't believe she's complaining about it. I knew Selma wasn't going to do it. But the Ashley thing, at first I took the wrong way as well. And then once I saw her kind of talk it out, I understood more of why it was kind of more of a struggle.
And it gives more weight to, you know, when they had their first date, you know, with everything she's been through. So mm-hmm. it's just that it's continuity of what they're showing with yeah. Ashley. So, but now Selma, Princess Selma.
Self-admittedly hates the outdoors.
Yeah.
I know.
Probably not the best pick for Sean.
Yeah.
I mean, just throwing that out there.
Maybe she could have gone with Borghese or someone like that. Maybe more of a city boy or something like
she
that.
She did rock some Louboutins in the first shot. I did notice that. So a girl after my own heart. It's the first thing I noticed was the red bottoms. I knew it had to be her. But yeah, no, she's not an outdoorsy girl. And she complained a lot about the heat and the desert. And now this, it was like no-brainer for me that it's not going to work.
And this was the moment that actually, this is what made Sean's decision eventually why he actually eliminated her.
Because
he gave a little interview that I found on one of the blogs, and he said, you know, that some of the women were willing to jump in water, others were more reluctant, and then there was Selma. It didn't bother me that she didn't want to participate. It bothered me that she didn't even consider it. Later, she told me that when she says no, nothing can change her mind, as if that's a good thing.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah. So, but in the end, her unwillingness to compromise told me that she probably wasn't the right girl for me.
They had this interaction during that date where she asked him if it was okay if she didn't participate. And you could tell he was saying, yeah, it's okay. But you could tell that he was irked. He was uncomfortable mm-hmm. by her refusal to do it.
He wanted her to make an effort, and there are girls that are girlier than others, and she's just too girly for him. Like, he wants somebody that he can hike with and do things like that with, and she's not interested, and that's fine. She'll find someone else, but for Sean, not a good match.
Here's a question. Does he want that balance, or does he want more of a, like, a tomboyish type of girl? Does he want that girl? Because I don't know if I've ever seen him really make a fuss about the formal dates and things like that. Like, let's say the one he went with Leslie, the poker dealer, when they did the pretty woman thing. You know, he's more of that outdoorsy guy, but I don't know if he's looking for that balance, or is he just more of just wants a straight-up tomboy?
I think who isn't? I don't think he wants a tomboy. I don't think he's looking for, like, the athlete of the group. You know, I think that who doesn't want the balance of somebody that can look beautiful in a dress and then be able to go climb a tree? You know, I think that that's something that he looks for.
All right. I've been delaying it as much as possible. Before we do that, if you're not watching us live on AfterBuzzTV.com, make sure to listen to us on iTunes and also YouTube and let us know what you think. Send us your comments. We answer all of your comments. We pay attention to everything. And of course, it helps us bring you wonderful entertainment each and every week. So with that said, let's, without further ado, Tierrable.
The terrorist. I love that line. That was such a good line. And it's so fitting because there's always a bomb about to go off when she's in the room.
Okay. So she gave a little bit of foreshadowing. She's like, I hope I don't die on this challenge. And of course they flash. She's from Denver, Colorado. Denver
she's
gets over-dramatic. Very cold.
Wait. So I am confused because if they said that she's from Denver, Colorado, I thought she was from the South. And then online, on her bio, it actually says her hometown is Las Vegas, Nevada.
Huh.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can look it up again right now, but where in the world is she from? She's like Carmen Sandiego.
We can find out for next week for sure. We'll find out exactly where Tierra is from. So, Chrissy, what were your
Poor
thoughts?
Girl.
Was she faking it?
I mean,
was it true?
The girl had an oxygen mask on at one point, so I'm going to just throw it out there that I don't think that they would have done that if there wasn't something seriously wrong. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she wasn't seriously hurt. Is she a little bit dramatic? Absolutely. But do I think that she was faking it? No.
I think it was blown out of proportion. I think that she's very dramatic or over-dramatic mm-hmm. about things. And honestly, I could see it either way. I could see either she really did have hypothermia, or the producers were just trying to cover their butts because they don't want to get sued if she did have hypothermia and they didn't do anything.
Okay.
But if you noticed, I mean, those shots, those the way that they edited it, where they were like, oh, yeah, Tiara's not doing well. I wonder how the other girls are. And they're running down the hallway all laughing. Like, that was the best time they've ever had in their life.
Right.
You know? They made the best out of the situation, and a lot of them didn't want to do it. And then they were happy that they did it in the mm-hmm. end.
Yeah, I just don't get it. And Sean gave an interview last night on OMG Insider, and now he believes that she was faking it as well. He didn't go out and just say he faked, but he's leaning towards possibly, yeah. Yeah, just given everything she's done so far, now that he sees it. But she did have blue lips.
Oh, she had blue lips. Was no doubt she had blue lips. And she kept grabbing at her chest, which, I mean, that's the first thing is you can't breathe. Mm-hmm. So, the oxygen tank is what made me kind of feel like whether she's dramatic or not, there was some hint of they were worried. Mm-hmm. And so to me, she was super dramatic about it. And the moment of her getting up and down, it's like, if you're cold, sit down and put the blanket on you. Mm-hmm. Don't keep standing up in a goddamn bikini.
Right.
Like, that for me was the moment where I was like, really? But I also know that in panic mode, you may just be grasping at someone to help you. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. But yes, she's super dramatic. And yes, she's a little manipulative.
She still got ready, put on all her makeup and her 6-inch heels, trotted downstairs to the party that was going on.
Hey, yeah. A for effort. Hey, I mean, we can't prove whether she was faking it or not.
Ugh. Of course not.
But of course, what does Sean do? Even before that, he visited her in the hotel room mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. oh my God, you have to see me like this. But more attention. She gets more one-on-one time than even Courtney did last season.
One of the people in the chat role actually said she only put the oxygen mask on when Sean came into the room.
Did we see that?
Yeah, when he came in, I mean, she had it on for a little bit without him, and maybe she did put it on, and we just didn't see that part. But when he came in the room, she had the oxygen mask on, and he was like, oh, can I kiss you with that on? And she's like, yeah, you can, totally. So
she's good. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's good. You know, and then, of course, going back to what you said, you know, when we get to the nightfall, and she ends up showing up in the cabin, and once again, Sean picks her first. He walks in. And he grabs Tiara. I mean, she is the master of this, literally. I mean, would that irk you guys? Let's say if you guys were on The Bachelor.
No, I'm trying to read the chat roll. Oh. I'm getting beaten up on the chat roll for being too nice about Tiara, and I was trying to read over Kathy's shoulder. Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
I'm not. It's not that I'm being too nice about her. She's definitely not my favorite person in the house. I don't think that she will end up with Sean. But there's a part
you
of
just
me that
know editing.
Yeah, there's a part of me that relates to her. Like, I was the girl. I was the mean girl in my house. So I relate to her in that aspect. Was I vindictive? No, manipulative, absolutely, in this situation. And I very many nights said I didn't go there to make friends. So I relate to her a little bit. So it's not that I'm sticking up for her trying to be nice, because I do think that she seems a little crazy. But at the same time, I also know editing and I know what can happen. So, I mean, look at Michelle Money the first time around. People were like, not liking her, you know, and she's one of the sweetest people I know. So
could you get inside Tiara's head? Like right now, knowing that you're the, like, kind of the, I don't want to say she's the bad one. She's just the.
She's the villain this season.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Were you somewhat the villain?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what was Tiara's thinking? Is it, if I'm acting a certain way, I'm going to get the best edit or the villain edit? What, I mean.
When you're in the situation, you don't think about the edit you're going to get.
It's true.
You don't. And I mean, my day was so long ago that we didn't have much to compare it to, or now you kind of do. But I feel like you don't think about how you're going to be portrayed. You just be you. And in that situation, you're in a house with all these girls all vying for one guy. And I mean, when you like someone, you like them. That can be the most powerful thing to make you kind of go a little crazy. And now mm-hmm. you're in a house with all these girls. If you've never lived with a bunch of girls before, it's not fun. Mm-hmm. And you're all dating the same guy. And it's like, I could have cared less. Did I make friends? Absolutely. But was that the most important thing while I was there? No. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, Tierra. And there were actually some snippets where you're watching the show where, I don't know if you caught it, that Tierra's actually making nice, I believe it was, I don't know if it was with...
Selma.
Thank you. See, and mm-hmm. you don't see, oh my God, I hate her, oh my gosh, what we see for the most part in the series, they were chatting.
Oh yeah, and I mean, it happens every season. You do see the person chatting with one other person in the house, and you may not, they just don't cover the conversation because then it doesn't fit the plot with everybody mm-hmm. hates me. Yeah. You know, it's the way it works.
Yeah, it just...
She's said several times, though, that she doesn't have any friends in the house.
Hmm. True. That is true. So, well, let's get into, what I call was probably it was heartbreaking. For me, it was the most heartbreaking part of this season so far. It was the departure of Sarah.
Yeah.
And I even had people sending me messages that they truly related to Sarah, because it seemed like I've always been that girl that's like, oh my gosh, I deserve the best. You deserve the best guy. You deserve this and that. In the end, they don't pick you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sarah's ultimately very relatable to a lot of women and some
Absolutely.
Men.
Absolutely.
You know?
Every woman related to what she said last night. Every woman. Like, I don't know anyone that didn't relate to that moment where you just don't want to hear from the guy that you like that you're really great, you're just not for me. You know, nobody wants to hear that. And I respect Sean for going about it the way that he did. And he didn't want to put her through another 2 days of sitting and waiting and thinking and hoping and just to get a no.
He was so honorable that he made out with her. Then he sent her home. It was awesome.
But he addressed it in the conversation. Like, I feel like he's getting a lot of slack for kissing a lot of girls. And I've seen it on Twitter and I've seen it on the chat boards. I've seen it everywhere. Friends of mine have been like, oh my God, he's making out with everyone. He's supposed to be this good Christian boy. How is he good Christian boy making out with everyone? And he said it when he talked to her. He said, you know, we talked and we sealed it with a kiss and there was nothing there. It was reaching and it was uncomfortable for me. And I mean, he completely addressed the issue. So I don't think that you can kind of make fun of him for mm-hmm. it.
I think the difference between Sean kissing girls and other bachelors kissing girls is it seems like the other guys have been not pressuring the girls. And I think a lot of people actually addressed it in blogs this week and on Twitter. Other guys like a Bob Guinea or whoever else, they went in for the kiss. And this season, it's actually a lot of girls going in for the kiss.
Yeah. And what's he going to do?
Yeah.
No? Back up? Like, I mean, what do you do?
Has that ever happened where a guy has approached a girl, you know, to kiss her on Bachelor and she kind of just says, no?
Elizabeth Kitt kind of said no.
Well, she did the kiss me, no kiss me thing, kind of like
because
awkward Selma tonight.
Because I'm wondering, I'm pulling like the gender card, how would it be so much more difficult if let's say if one of the girls wanted to kiss Sean and he just said, we need to talk. You know, I mean, how
I think that
validating your point, Chrisley, I mean, just what do you do?
You can do it with your body language. Like, if you're not really close to the person, then I don't think anyone's going to try to go in for a kiss. It's kind of obvious.
Yeah. And obviously, all the girls were heartbroken when she left, too. You could tell that she's really loved by all
She made a lot of friends in the house.
Well, she's awesome. I don't think anyone in America doesn't think that she's mm-hmm. awesome. Like, she was just the way she handled everything this season from her... I don't even want to say disability because she doesn't call it that. But from her life and the things that she's done, like, she had a great head on her shoulders. She's an amazing person. And at the end of the day, relatable, because you don't ever want to hear that from somebody that you like. And she hears it a lot for what she says.
And to not get feedback, like, if there is no real reason why someone's breaking up with you and you hear it over and over again that you're a great girl, you're going to make someone so happy someday, the immediate thought is, well, why can't I make you happy?
Yeah. Okay. Is a possibility of her maybe being, if that sweetness taking her bachelorette, perhaps?
I don't know. I mean, it's a possibility. I don't think anything's too off
off to say with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with that said, that comes the end of Sarah for at least this, for The Bachelor. So mm-hmm. before we move on to, I guess, date number two with the lovely Dez, we know that's Martin's favorite. I believe you girls always like to talk about the AfterBuzz store, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shopping.
Yeah.
Shopping. Can we get red pants on the AfterBuzz store?
We don't have red pants, but we do have a variety of AfterBuzz products. So if you would like, you can go to our store. It's on AfterBuzzTV.com. Just click the button that says Shop Now, or the banner, rather. It's right above the Shows button. And you can get a plethora of AfterBuzz TV items, from t-shirts to great women's t-shirts. We have a bunch of those, baby onesies and mugs and aprons and iPad cases and anything your heart desires.
Woohoo!
So, shopping. Go to the store. And you'll get that stuff sent to you.
Very well said. And Chrissy, of course, has a onesie on tonight. So hopefully in the coming weeks, we can get all of us in onesies. There we go, to close out Bachelor. Because you guys have always, was it y'all that wanted the pajama episode?
Yes, see? For sleepovers. For the overnight dates, we should do a pajama episode. But I think before the end of the night, you're going to have to stand up so people at home can see the full onesie.
Would you care to model on the catwalk, Chrissy, your onesie?
Not right this second.
Okay. Stay tuned if we
Let's
have time.
Let's talk about date three first.
Okay, fantastic. Let's talk about...
I'm like, no.
One final thing from the group date. I just wanted to say it was interesting. I think it was either Lindsay or Leslie that said Tierra is too immature and too young to get married. And it wasn't Lindsay. It was Leslie. And I looked up... I was curious on Tierra's age because, you know, that was just such a... I thought she was 28, 27, 20, you know, 29, late 20s, and she's 24.
Yeah.
Which really caught me off guard.
And it's funny, who said that? Leslie is 24 as well.
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah. So it's...
Hello, pot, meat kettle.
Thank you.
Well, maybe just immaturity-wise.
It does. Age is nothing but a number.
And I have so many friends who got married at 24 that it worked out, so... Mm-hmm.
Well said. So let's move on to another... I believe she's 24 as well, is Dez. So
there are a lot of 24-year-olds.
There are. So you're the 24-year-olds, but...
Yay, 24.
The youngs... I call her like a young Sandra Bullock, because she's got that playful, kind of tomboyish, yet is stunning. I think she's beautiful, and of course, they go on a picnic, yay! But it's not a normal picnic. Of course, they got to rappel down a mountain.
So much fun. That looked like so much fun. It really did. Mm-hmm.
See, you both are lighting up.
Yeah. It looked like so much fun. I would love to go on that date. Yeah. God, I would love.
Do you think that maybe they're trying to pull in a guy demo as well with all these rugged activities? Because I'm saying, guys, if you're trying to do that, more bikinis. But I'm just saying, thank you, Martin. No, but literally, it's just everything's outdoors.
It's Sean. That's who he is.
True. Well said. So what'd you guys think of the date? What'd you guys think of Dez and Sean and climbing trees?
She seemed a little bit scared, but she held in there. And, I mean, that was such a cool date.
Such
I agree
cool
with you. I would go on that date in a heartbeat. And I thought it was kind of funny because there was no way to avoid it, but they were shooting up on the mountain, and you could see Sean and Dez, and then you could also see the cameramen 20 feet away from them to the right, mm-hmm. or to the left, who were also rappelling down the mountain, which was kind of funny to me, because we never really get to see that, mm-hmm. that side, but there was just no way to avoid it. I think they're really cute together.
Absolutely. I mean, who could be... I mean, Dez... I think their chemistry is insane. They're mm-hmm. like best friends. And I've always said, with friendship on fire, that's what you're looking for. And, I mean, the fact that she climbed that tree, if she doesn't end up with Sean, I think there's going to be a long line of guys that are going to want to just hang out with her, starting with this guy. I'm telling you, she's so cute. She really,
this has turned to dating for JC.
Yep.
Sorry.
But I agree with you. I thought that the tree climbing was really cute. And even though she wasn't a great sport for the rock climbing, she was a little bit nervous about it. She was so cute when she was climbing the tree. I think them together, they bring out the kid in each other. And that's what you want. You want someone who's going to be fun to be around. And Chrisley doesn't agree.
No! No, I don't not agree. I think that Sean really likes her. I think that they have a great chemistry together. I think the first half of the date, I loved her. And the second half of the date, she annoyed me.
Really? Oh, let's get into it. Why did she annoy you?
I can't put a finger on it, but she annoyed me. And the part where he was like, but you're so positive. And she said, I know.
Thank you for calling
I was
that.
Like, really? And she called herself humble several times.
Yeah.
And I understand in conversations with certain people, you can say that you're humble.
A humble person never says that they're humble.
Yeah. It was just like, it was just awkward for me. And I felt like I've always seen them and really liked them together. And I really like their chemistry. But tonight, what I saw was her trying really hard. And I saw her almost just being on. And I didn't appreciate that.
The reason for that is because you can tell she's becoming insecure in their relationship. She sees that he's developing feelings for other people. I think that's because she had her first one-on-one date so early in the game, and she developed feelings for him very quickly. And then she thought that she was number one at the top, and then these other girls also developed feelings with him in strong relationships. And now she's just one of nine girls. And she doesn't know whether she's going to be the final one. Obviously, she wants to be. So I feel like she's bringing out all the stops. And she knew that she had to tell the story about how her family was poor. I really felt for her in that moment where she said she had to, you know, sleep in a tent when she was younger because they didn't have a house or an apartment. And I think that she almost should have told that story on their first date.
I appreciated her sharing with him and I did feel for her as well. I just felt like during the conversation, she was just so like, And it was just the Joker smile, and he would say something and she would just go, and it was just a little too forced.
That was weird. That was weird when you're doing it right now. I'm like, okay.
Sounds like a Tickle Me Elmo doll.
But that's how I felt with her. And I'm hoping that it changes because I do feel like he has the best chemistry with her and Catherine. Like those are the two that I see undoubtedly.
Yeah. The chat roll reminded me of this quote, but this is probably the second best quote of the night after Tierist. Come up here, you little cub.
Yeah.
He was cute.
There were so many quotes tonight, honestly. But and the thing with Tiara. Gosh, she's
Desiree.
On every, Desiree, thank you. Was that, why is it, there's always a dramatic backstory. It's almost, is it formulaic? I mean, literally, they all have this, like on their second date, it's always this very dramatic backstory.
I think every person in the world has had something traumatic happen to them at some point in their life. And it really shapes you as a person, whether it's good or bad. And a lot of these girls want to share those things with him because that's something that you would share in a normal relationship.
Yeah. No. And I appreciate the fact that they're sharing it when they're sharing it and where they're sharing it as well, because you are on camera. And sometimes we forget that being there and the world is watching. And so I also appreciate the fact that not only are they sharing their stories and their truths to Sean to benefit a relationship, but now there's millions of people watching that are hearing this and seeing that you're not what you're given. You're what you make of it. So it doesn't matter what situations you're handed in life, that who you are and what you make of those situations and who you become as a person is what makes you. And I so appreciate these girls sharing these stories.
Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, you could tell he's very into her and he said that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think she might possibly lack some sort of maybe, and I'm going out on a limb here, like ambition? Because she seems very laid back. And I don't know if Sean wants someone that is like that balance, that is that loving, family-orientated person, but also has that side outside of the family, that is a go-getter, that wants, you know, that is just a bit more ambitious. It's just something because right now we're watching the date and they seem very buddy-buddy, but is it enough?
I don't think it is enough. I think that they'll be great friends.
Okay.
I don't see that physical chemistry passion
really
light up with her that I do.
I see it. It's just not – it's more muted than it is with other girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, a lot left because, of course, she got a rose, so she moves on. So let's move on to ceremony night, the rose ceremony. And here's the thing. If Tiara doesn't – here's a little observation. If Tiara does not win this whole thing, can you imagine the women tell all?
Oh, it'll be brutal. Which Tierra won't. She won't make it to Final Four, I don't think.
Okay. Well, what stood out? What stood out with for you guys for the rose ceremony night? Anything in particular?
I guess I was going to say the group date rose actually stood out to me before the rose ceremony, just because Leslie has been so assertive this week and aggressive. And I think that no one deserves a date rose, but she really stepped up her game when she needed to, because I think that their relationship was kind of at a standstill. And
do you think that will hurt her in the long run, though, the being so assertive? Because he seems to be, from what he says about a wife and a partner and all those things, it's almost like he wants that old-fashioned relationship. And I often wonder if she's almost too assertive for him.
I think it's a little bit too assertive. But I think that you also need to be out there in that capacity, mm-hmm. because he's not going to remember you if you're, you know, just like sitting around not talking to him, waiting for him to come to you.
Right.
So...
just so it just illustrates more the fact of how balanced he is. He's not perfect, but he right. literally is just a very well-balanced person.
Can we talk about your girlfriend for a minute?
Which one?
Which one?
The one who brings out the big
guns? I can't kiss on national television, but yet I can show the world my low-plunging neckline and cleavage on a weekly basis.
God bless. God bless America.
And then she does kiss him.
And yeah, I felt like that was such a stretch for story for her. Like it was, I understand not wanting to disrespect your family and their beliefs and all of that. But I don't think that you can say that kissing someone on national television is disrespectful, but yet showing my boobs to the world is not.
Do you think she planned that though? Because it seemed like for me, I couldn't tell whether she genuinely came in not thinking she was going to kiss him this entire season and going to make it to the final person, or if she planned coming in that she would say she wouldn't kiss him and then she would once feelings developed, just to be the one that stood out.
What if on top of that, maybe she just wasn't that into Sean?
You think?
Oh, look at that. What? Is there a possibility?
No. I don't think so.
I think that could be it.
Kiss was awkward. That whole slow-mo leaning in, it was just...
You have to stay completely still.
Yeah. It was like, almost like...
Talk about dramatic.
Jamie Otis and Ben from last season.
Teaching him how to kiss.
So weird.
Yeah, it's kind of similar. Not as spectacular failure like Jamie Otis and Ben were last season, but pretty close, I'm going to say. Yeah, so...
One of the people in the chat role, I am the walrus, said Selma's a walking contract. Contradiction.
I mean, she kind of is, which is fine, but she is. So walking contradiction. Yeah. Hello, look at my boobs, but I'm not going to kiss you because it's not okay. I mean, you can't be both.
Expletive tease. Okay, anyway. No, but you know what? Not to be outdone was, I saw a lot of, this episode had so many quotes like, Lindsay, I sleep naked. And you see Sean's like... Hello.
Yeah, the girls don't like it very much.
Yeah.
It's funny because I liked Lindsay a lot from the beginning and I thought that they'd be a great match. But the more I see her with him, the more that I find that she's a little too childish and a little too immature and a little too giddy.
I love her enthusiasm and I love how smiley she is all the time and how she really, I feel like she can light up a room.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like at the same time, it's a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish she would just pull back a little bit. Just because I feel like sometimes it's almost like she's fishing for it. She's fishing to be the crazy fun party girl. Whereas I would want to see some genuine stuff, too.
They don't ever have serious conversation. Right. It's always super giddy.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's they're always kissing. That's their running joke. Like, she even said on their group date, yeah, I just want to take this entire time and just make out with you.
Right.
And that's all they did. Right. Which was kind of an awkward kiss when I was watching it, it was kind of awkward. Mm-hmm. But then when they were in their rose ceremony or in the cocktail party, she was just saying, like, okay, we're not going to kiss. We're going to talk. And it was very, like, brushing the surface conversation. There wasn't mm-hmm. anything deep.
No, it was very childish.
It's very lustful, I would say. Because mm-hmm. that's all they do is kiss. Mm-hmm. Literally, I was, like, applauding her. I was like...
They're like teenagers.
Yeah, and how far is that going to take you?
Not far. My favorite moment of the ceremony was Ashley.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The scarf.
Yes. Yes. And it's funny because I actually wasn't able to watch the rose ceremony last night, so I had to go back and watch it today. And I saw Tinley tweet about the Ashley moment and saying how learning to let go is the most freeing thing in the world, and that's something that she experienced on the show as well. The one thing that I will always give to Charlie and The Bachelor is that I learned so much about myself, who I am, and my expectations and relationships, that I would not give it up for anything. And I regret nothing about it. And seeing her kind of talk it out with the producers before even and in between the moment with Sean of letting go of control, of not letting somebody too close and giving all that up, and you hold people at a distance. And she didn't want to do that with Sean, and she wanted to really let him have the reins and her just kind of follow. And what a tough thing that was for her. And so many people watching that could be like, oh God, really? Like, get over it. Like, mm-hmm. We're all this. It was such a great moment for her and for him. But beyond whether she ends up with Sean or not, that will be something that she will now carry with her forever. And that experience for her will do her amazing things outside of this show. So for me watching it, it was one of the most rewarding things to see so far this season. I loved it. I thought it was amazing. I thought their kiss was sweet at the end, but I thought her coming through that and really learning to let go, and I'm a control freak, so it's a tough thing, and she battled with it, and I appreciated that.
It's food for thought. It really mm-hmm. is, because I honestly came from the other camp with that, because I just see it weighing on Sean, unfortunately, because it seems like there's always going to be something. She's so intense. And I wonder if there's ever going to be moments where she just, maybe after this, perhaps, and I would really like to see that, where she just wants to have fun and, like you said, let's go.
Well, this would be the turning point for that. That whole scenario of her literally letting him take the lead, that will be the turning point. So if she's able to do that, which she may not be in this house, but in the real world, when she gets out of it, she's going to be more apt to be able to be, which to me is worth it.
Okay. Wow. That was deep.
I loved it. Yeah. It was a total deep moment on The Bachelor, which you don't normally see, no. You know?
And you could tell that she was genuine with, like, the couple tears that mm-hmm. she shed after it happened, and I don't know.
It was a moment. Yeah. It was a good one.
God, I'm having a moment just listening about it.
So. I liked it.
All right, so now, of course, we're down to the final six, because we say goodbye to Selma, Daniela. Thank you, Martin. And Daniela, who could have been like this season's bachelor pad from Nick, mm-hmm. who we never really saw. She never went on a date. And, okay, was she strung along?
A lot of people say that she was strung along, but no one deserves a date. And that's something that I hear we hear this every single season. They're like, oh, I deserve a date. I've made it this far and I haven't gotten my one-on-one. I deserve time with him or whatever it is. And I feel like no one deserves a date. Either you have chemistry or you don't.
Why didn't he cut her sooner, though?
Because it's a numbers game. Yeah. And I mean, I even read a blog from Allie. Allie has her own blog, and she said it's a numbers game. You can't cut everyone the first night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there were other girls I think could have stayed longer that he had more in common with, more dialogue with, than poor Daniela.
Tiara hasn't gotten a one-on-one yet.
But she practically has, because she's with them. She's there.
She makes her own one-on-ones. Yes, she does.
So, of course, that leaves us with our final six of Lindsay, Ashley, Tiara, Catherine, Leslie, and Dez. So, overall, I thought last night's episode was so much better than Monday's episode.
Oh, completely.
So much to draw from.
So much more. I took notes for this episode because I haven't taken notes in a couple weeks.
Say
so,
what?
I mean, you guys always have your notes, so I just feed off yours. And this week I had my own.
Awesome. Well, with that said, let's move on to quickly some news and gossip if you got any.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So the first piece of news is actually something I just talked about, Ali Fedotowsky's Bachelor blog, which is on E! Online, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about Daniela and how she got kicked off and many were upset before she had because she didn't have a one-on-one yet. And she didn't really get her shot. But Ali said she didn't get a date for one reason and one reason only. Sean isn't into her. A lot of people thought that that was a little bit harsh, but it's honestly, I agree. Mm-hmm. And she went on and she said that it's a numbers game, just like I said before. You can't send everyone home on the first night or else there wouldn't be a show. Mm-hmm. And then she said something which I loved because it's something that you always kind of question as a fan of the show. But Allie said, I knew my top two the first night. Hmm. So it really is. It's an attraction and you can't, that's something, attraction is something that you can't grow into.
Right.
I think you either have it or you don't.
Like mm-hmm. Ryan and Trista, you knew right off the bat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you still have to play the game. You signed up for the show and you still have to go the rose ceremony to rose ceremony.
So you mercilessly have to just vote off 24 men
or
women.
And you keep the people around that you enjoy spending time with and that you have fun with. And
that's why I think Selma was truly bummed. It was because I think she wanted to travel a little more.
Or she wanted to be the next Bachelorette.
Which could still happen. Not if she's not going to kiss.
That's true.
I'm not watching a Bachelorette that doesn't kiss.
Any other newsy, gossipy stuff you got for us?
Yes. So Sean is back in L.A. doing another round of interviews. He was at Extra with Mario Lopez, E! With Juliana, and On Air with Ryan Seacrest. And he Instagrammed from all of them. So if you're following him on Instagram, then you can definitely check out those pictures. Also, Bachelor actually killed in the ratings last night. It received 7.8 million viewers, which was one of the top-rated shows of the night. Just behind, I mean, NCIS always gets like 20 million, but it did well. It actually did better than its Monday night, and it beat Smash.
It beat it soundly.
Wow.
Yes.
Soundly. Like, it doubled its ratings.
Oh, yeah.
So
people were really looking forward to Smash because it was the return of it, but Bachelor killed. So the last piece of news and gossip is actually an article from Parade magazine that I printed out, and it is the top five Bachelor villains of all time.
Ooh. Oh.
Doesn't include this season and doesn't include Chris Lane, so don't worry.
What?
I was when TVs were black and white, kids.
No.
Remember.
Oh.
And Bachelor Pad, I wasn't big enough
to watch. Well, they do include someone from season 5, Trish Schneider, which I don't think I actually remember. I didn't watch Jesse
Gold
Palmer's
digger.
Season.
She was the gold digger.
Yeah. So
she wore the shirt that said gold digger.
Yeah, it actually mentions that.
Yeah.
Wearing a shirt that says gold digger, like a hooker, only smarter.
Mm-hmm.
Classic. And another girl that makes the list. Obviously, these are in no particular order, but another girl that makes the list, Vienna Girardi.
Yeah.
Ige.
Probably one of the biggest villains.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know her from Jake Pavelka's season, and she won. And then they split up, and then they were on Bachelor Pad together.
Was Courtney on the list?
I'm getting there. Rosalind Papa from Jake's season as well. He had a lot of villains on the season. And she actually was the one that dated a producer while on the show. So, shame on that.
I didn't see her as a villain either. Like, I never saw her as a villain. I remember seeing her get kicked off because she supposedly kissed a producer.
She was very cocky, though. She was like, she thought she was better than the other girls because she was a model and she was gorgeous. I mean, she is gorgeous, but she portrayed that she was better than everyone else. And she had a relationship with a producer while on the show, which might have been blown out of proportion on TV.
True.
I don't know, but that makes me think that you're a villain.
The lesson learned is to have relationships with producers after the show's done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
one that we all might not agree with is Michelle Money. We know that she was portrayed as a villain while on the series, but it's clear from Bachelor Pad and from, you know, several other interviews that she's not a villain at all. She's one of the most liked people in the Bachelor franchise, so.
No, not a villain at all.
Yeah, she got a bad edit for sure.
I still want to know where she got the black eye. Please, if anyone could ever answer that, that would make my day.
I don't think we'll ever know. But the last and final one is Courtney Roberts. Robertson, sorry.
Of course.
Yes. So, from Ben season, of course.
And for some reason, the guys always pick the bad girls. It seems like Vienna, Courtney, now Tierra. Chat roll drink.
I think that the reason why they pick the bad girls, and it doesn't happen every time. We've had, what, 17? Is it
17 seasons
of The Bachelor, and they've only picked the villain twice.
Right.
in 2 out of the last 3 seasons or 4 seasons.
Because guys pick something else.
Right, and they look at the guys that you were dealing with. I mean,
in both situations, it's the girl that goes skinny dipping or, you know, gives you a lap dance or whatever.
And it's Jake and Ben. Like, I mean, I don't know Ben, so I can't really talk about Ben. I've never met him. But, I mean, I think he was blinded by beauty. And with Jake, I just think he just wasn't smart.
Yeah. Speaking of Jake Pavelka, I read an article a couple days ago, and I didn't print it out, but it was about his relationship with Kristen Chenoweth. And she is actually still denying the relationship, even though there are multiple pictures from them everywhere. I think that she's worried that it would bring down her credibility.
I thought she admitted to it. No, she didn't.
She might have, but that was the last thing that I heard.
Huh.
So
let us know. That made me laugh. No, I'm not dating Jake. No, done.
I like him.
Poor Jake. Oh. All right, is that it for newsy, gossipy stuff?
Yes.
Awesome, Kathy Kelly. Thank you. Now let's move on to some predictions and get out of here. All right, next week.
Now, you're after Buzz.
We're down to 6. Who's going home? I believe 2 are going home next week. So who are you 2 that are going? We've got Lindsay, Ashley, Tierra, Catherine, Leslie, and Dez. Oh, and next week I'll have flashcards here for you, Chrisley, because the fans
I remembered everyone's names tonight. Leave me alone, chat roll. Chat roll.
Yeah.
There's still too many girls.
I was still surprised that so many girls went home tonight, because I thought that, you know, Sarah and one other girl, but it ended up being 3 in total. So I guess if 2 are going home next week, I hope it's Tierra. And I'm going to say it's also, is it hometown dates already after this?
After that, yeah.
Jeez.
Which is going to be Dez, Catherine, Ashley, and I want to say Lindsay.
Okay. I'm just going to say Tierra goes home. She goes home twice.
Yeah. I think that's the popular vote. Martin, who do you think is going home, buddy?
I think Tierra, and does that Lindsay girl make it to the come home date or take home part?
I don't know.
I think she does. Lindsay?
I want her to, because
I do not want her to. I want her to go home. She is kind of a ditz.
I want to hear, so you told us this before we were on air, but your wife works at E! And she ran into Sean earlier today.
Yeah, it was yesterday when he was there doing the interview for Juliana, and he said that if he would have known back then what he knows now, that Tierra may not have gotten that far, but, you know, hindsight's 20/20. So, mm-hmm. What he sees from the episode, and going back to what JC said, he also told Juliana and everyone there that he, after seeing the footage of her hypothermia attack, that he strongly doubts that it was as bad as it was.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, and now, instead of getting a prediction from Chrisley, we're going to show, she's going to model her onesie.
Walk over to the back wall, yeah.
There you go.
They want to see my onesie. They're asking in chat roll. They asked nicely.
I think the fanboys will very much appreciate that, and half the fangirls. Okay, so with that said.
Wait, do you guys have a final 2 yet?
No, not yet. All I know is I think Tierra and I think Leslie, because I still think Leslie's like a friends with benefits type of girl.
I'm going to say Dez and Catherine are my final 2.
Yeah.
I agree.
They're the cutest girls.
100%.
I love them both.
I just played footsie with Catherine and Richie. Kathy.
Ooh, they're playing footsie, so that basically means...
Time to go,
everybody. So, Martin, where can they find you, buddy?
They can find me in 2 hours doing American Idol with you, buddy.
Ah, reunited and feel so good. All right, now, Chrisley, how about yourself? Where do we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Chrisley.
And the lovely Kathy Kelly.
You can find me on Twitter at Catherine Kelly.
And you can find me at The Everyday Man. So for Martin, Chrisley, Kelly, I'm JC. We're the AfterBuzz for Bachelor. We'll see you next week. Good night.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.